The Premier is confident landmark legislation to combat the state's youth crime crisis will get across the line. David Crisafulli will introduce harsher penalties for young offenders this Thursday. He's told Seven he hopes there isn't much resistance from Labor.
What we revealed yesterday is they knew how bad the problem was. They had figures which shows year on year youth crime has escalated year on year, including in the last year, and yet they were telling Queenslanders things were getting better.
The new state government, meantime, will also weigh up whether or not to keep flu jabs free despite a surge in cases across the state this year. There's been 5,333 cases reported to Sunshine Coast Health in 2024, while usually we have around half that amount for this time of year. It's prompted calls from the Australian Medical Association for the program to continue next year. More than 1.7 million Queenslanders received the flu jab this past season. Meantime, cost of living is affecting how many coast locals go to the dentist, prompting fresh calls for dental to be added to Medicare. The Australian Dental Association Queensland's Dr. Martin Webb says financial barriers mean many of us are avoiding it.
The Australian Dental Association has been lobbying for many years to include parts of the population into Medicare. So we're looking at the older population, the pensioners and the people with disabilities.
It's business as usual, but with a renewed vision to fight for local wildlife. 1 week on from Claire Smith's win at the Queensland Australian of the Year Awards, the Wildlife Rescue Sunshine Coast founder won the state's Local Hero Award, telling us she intends to use her newfound status to raise further awareness about conservation and to drive critical changes in wildlife protection and habitat preservation.
Everybody thinks kangaroos, for instance, are everywhere. If you listen to farmers, you know, out west, they'll say, oh, the kangaroos are a plague. Actually, they're not. And here on the Sunshine Coast, we now have 18 places that are functionally extinct of kangaroos. And that's not from my data. That's actually from council's own data.
It comes as a kangaroo was euthanized and her joey saved at the weekend after it was hit by a vehicle on the David Lowe Way at Yoorumba. And briefly, a teenage boy was taken to Sunshine Coast University Hospital last night after an e-bicycle incident on the corner of Bundela Boulevard and Karawatha Drive at Mountain Creek. The teen suffered a knee injury. Also overnight, a man aged in his 30s was transported to hospital with back pain after a motorcycle crash on the Sunshine Motorway northbound in Maroochydore.